there was an unexpected situation, Maggie told him as Ira joined her in the car and she slid into the passenger seat.
Between here and the body shop.
I heard Fiona on the radio.
That's 5 blocks, just 5 or 6 blocks.
Ira, Fiona's getting married. He looked at her for a moment and then asked,
Fiona who?
Fiona, your daughter-in-law, Ira. How many Fionas do we know? Fiona, the mother of your only grandchild? And now she's up and marrying some total stranger purely for security.
Where'd you hear this?
On the radio while I was driving.
They'd announce a thing like that on the radio?
She telephoned it in.
That seems kind of self-important, if you want my honest opinion,
Ira said.
She said this on the radio?
It was a talk show, Ira.
Well, I don't know why everyone has to go spilling their guts in public these days, Ira said. Was it another vehicle you hit, or just a telephone pole?
It was a truck, she said.
Good grief, you do it any damage?
I didn't notice.
You didn't notice?
I didn't stop to look.
You left the scene of an accident, Maggie.
It wasn't an accident. It was only one of those little, like, kind of things that just happen. Why make such a big deal of it?
Let me see if I've got this straight, Ira said. You zoomed out of the body shop, slammed into a truck, and kept on going?
No, the truck slammed into me.
But you were the one at fault.
Well, yes, I suppose I was, if you insist on holding someone to blame.
And then you just drove on away.
Right. He was silent. Not a good silence.